ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, as we continue our series this morning. Ephesians chapter 4. I'd like to read verses 12 to 16. Ephesians 4, verses 12 to 16. Paul emphasizing here is that the reason why the ministry gift in contest is given by Jesus, who led captivity captive and gave gift, he said it's for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We're going to 16. He said, till we all come to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. I want you to please understand that. Underline that. Is that to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the perfect man is the one who is growing into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. He said that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, that is Christ. I read from NCV translation. It said, Christ gave those gifts, that's verse 12 now, to prepare God's holy people for the work of serving, to make the body of Christ stronger. This work must continue until we are all joined together in the same faith and in the same knowledge of the Son of God. We must become like a mature person, growing until we become like Christ and have his perfection. Then we will no longer be babies. We will not be tossed about like a sheep that the waves carry one way and then another. We will not be influenced by every new teaching we hear from people who are trying to fool us. They make plans and try any kind of trick to fool people into following the wrong path. No, speaking the truth with love, we will grow up in every way into Christ, who is the head. Grow up. Grow into Christ. We started this last week by agreeing that God wants us to grow. God desires that every of his children will grow. We grow into the image of Christ. We said growth is a rule of life. Everything in life is designed to grow. Without growth, life is meaningless. And when we don't grow as God expected, we become a source of concern to God and his body. So the believer in Christ is designed to grow. So to the end that we will no longer be children, tossed away by every wind of doctrine. And we looked at the threat, which is what is glaring to each and every one of us today. that threat to spiritual growth. And we say, we identify about five things that militate against the spiritual growth of the believer. Number one, the concept of rationalism, which means the mindset that rejects the supernatural. Some people believe that there is God. Some people believe that the word of God is true. But some people cannot accommodate the supernatural. And if you want to go, you must accommodate the supernatural. Some people just believe that everything, even their faith walk, is about reason. No. If you hold such a mindset, it will soon lead to skepticism and atheism. And there are Christian atheists. Paul referred to them. They know about the power of God, but they deny. They deny it. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. So, will you use your reason? Fine, you have to. You are a spirit being, you have a soul, and you live in a body. But hey, when your reason now takes preeminence over the spiritual, then there is a problem. So there is the mindset of rationalism, and Hebrews 11:6 confirm it. He who comes to God must believe. Some people don't believe God can heal. Some people don't, because they can't understand the techniques that goes into divine healing. If you are waiting for the day, you will understand how you find water inside coconut, you won't heat any. Because God in his wisdom did not only put the outer membrane of coconut to be a hard thing. So you can't talk about that. It's through the process of osmosis or permeation or whatever you want to explain it. And then even for you to get to where the coconut is, there is also a hard shell. So how that happens, maybe when we get to heaven, you can ask God. I can't explain it. I don't have human logic or logical explanation for it. But I know that if you are waiting, and then it's like you want to wait. The supernatural is like you are going to the beach. You want to know when the crab goes to sleep. You are the one who will go to sleep because you will never get that. So rationalism is on the increase. And to a lot of people, if anything doesn't make reason, they don't want to believe it. You can't grow that way. We identify biblical criticism as another thing. And it's all over the place now. They attack biblical doctrines. They said the Bible is not absolute, is not given for absolute for living. Hey, there is no argument. Romans 14:17 talks about this kingdom. It said, for the kingdom of God is nothing but enjoy peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. If you want to grow, if you want to open yourself to the Holy Spirit, you must believe that all scripture is given by God and it is profitable. It's not at a loss. It is profitable. How many, if somebody dies and then gets to heaven, the man has many wives and whatever. So who will be his wife in heaven? I don't know. When you get there, ask them. You know, these are things that people come up with. So how can you tell us that where Israel passed is just a shallow part? It's just a shallow part of the river. That's why they can able to walk through. But hey, if you want to put logic in that again, the truth is that that same shallow part was the same part that drowned warriors. They are not just people, warriors. It drowned the Pharaoh and his chariot. So how that happened, I don't know. How was Jesus planted in Mary's womb? When you get to heaven, ask them. I don't know. But, I mean, those are things that people just look for what is not lost. So, biblical critics, and there are a whole lot of it. When you get online, you find it. People want to talk about the virgin birth of Jesus. They want to talk that Jesus didn't resurrect. They believe that maybe they paid. It's the whole thing about Christianity, it's a scam. And the irony of it is that most of the people where we read, they said that we will no more be tossed by every wind of doctrine. Most of the people that are taken captive today are people who once professed Christianity. Third threat, theological liberalism, it's all over around us. Some people just want to generally water things down. With this message of grace and all that, it's just all over the place. But you can't be a liberal. Christianity, you are to go as a disciple. The word disciple is another word for the word disciple is discipline. You can't live anyhow. There is no free lunch anywhere, not even in Freetown. So you can't live your life. Life that is lived without boundary is a chaotic life. So you can't live your life anyhow. Some people say, oh, their God is in their heart. We can live anyhow. It's my life. But you give account of that life one day. So live within the boundary that God has provided for us. Another one that we know as a threat is the concept of humanism. It's a recent thing, and it's applied, quoted. It's all over us. We see it when you watch news, it's there. Somebody is doing good works here, good work there. But the concept really behind it is that there is no absolute truth. So you hear people say humans themselves are God. There is no point in that. But the point that is wrong there is that whatever you feel as a God and you find to be God, that is what is God. So if I find water to be God, it becomes. If I find my tie to be God, it becomes. If I find my pet to be God, it becomes it is. So everybody is given freedom to live. Just whatever they regard as God, it is God. And it's good because the people who promote this concept in our world, they have money. So they are there right in our faces. You don't have to force everybody to become a woman or become a man. If I feel that I am not, I'm still a man. I can't feel I'm a woman. I am a man. But if I feel that I am not a man, I can choose to be whatever I want to be. And if you go to our school, it's not yet here in Nigeria, but I understand that in the United Kingdom now, it's has been introduced into the curriculum of school. So even parents can't tell you, you can't tell your child what your child chooses to become. In Europe at the moment, if you do, they collect the child from you. So, children, 8 years, 6 years, are encouraged to go for transgender operations. It's a concept of humanism. Just leave them, let them be whatever they want to be. Live and let live. It's right here. So if you hold on to that thing, and it's to sound politically correct, that's the whole essence of it. If you hold on to that mindset, you can't grow. You can't grow into the image. And the last one we identified last week is the New Age movement. The New Age movement. I mean, there is an influx of this Eastern religion. And what they are saying is that no man, Christianity can't claim custody of the belief. We have a universal fatherhood of God, and then we have the brotherhood of men. So in most of these things, what they promote is love. And it will see it's like the same agape love that Christianity professes. It's not. This Christian life is a narrow way. The earlier you accept it, the better. It's a narrow way. Few people actually tread on it. But if you tread on it, that narrow way leads to eternal life. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. So we looked at that because I'm going to be coming in and out of that. The whole lot, rationalism, biblical criticism, theological liberalism, humanism, hey, New Age movement. They are the things that are threatening the growth of individual. And I don't know if it happens to you. Sometimes when you sit and you hear all these concepts that these people promote, there is that temptation in your heart to say we are serving the same God. I don't know for how long that you have listened. I've researched, I've done all these things. There's that temptation. And people will say in conversation, after all, this person is doing this good work, is digging borehole in Zambia, is digging another one in Uganda. So how can you say the church of Satanism is not a good church? The balance, we are in the end times. And Jesus predicted what will begin to happen as signs of the end time, which is where we are. So Paul, in his epistle, where we read earlier on, emphasized growing up spiritually. He emphasized this. Paul emphasized that there is need for us to reach spiritual maturity. Paul emphasized there is need for us to become a full-grown man spiritually. God wants us to grow. And the Bible teaches that there is a striking similarity between our spiritual development and our physical development. And last week I was trying to emphasize that no one is born an adult. There is a process. The same thing. No one is born as a spiritual, full spiritual man in Christ. So we pass through stages and we actually oscillate through these stages. There is the stage, number one stage of babyhood. Babyhood. There is another state of childhood. There is another state of adulthood. But you must be able to oscillate effectively if you want to grow into the image of Christ. Paul says the reason why we must grow is that we will all come to the unity in the faith. We will all come to the knowledge of the Son of God. We will all become a perfect. The word perfect means a growing man. It's not that perfection. It's a growing man. There is need for you to and I to grow so that we can attain maturity, so that we will no more be children, so that we will not be tossed away. I mean, in my little time here, even in Lagos, I've seen some of these religions come and they just fizzle out. They become like fad in the time, in town. Jesus is the same. He's been consistent. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you are a Christian and you believe this Jesus, there is no other thing to add to it. There is none. If you truly believe and follow and grow and follow through the process of growth, you will find that you are growing. We read that scripture this morning. It said, when we approach him with an open face, we grow from one level of glory to another by the Spirit of the Lord. He said, the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So God wants us to grow. Paul didn't consider the church in Ephesus to be grown up yet. That's why he wrote them. And he wrote them as part of your growth is that you must learn to speak the truth in love. By speaking the truth in love, you are growing up into him. You are growing up to become a perfect man in Christ Jesus. Moffat translation used the word perfect. He translated it to be teaching maturity. In other words, you become mature and then your own life will begin to teach other people what it takes to mature in Christ. God wants us to grow so that we will no more be children tossed around but discipled in Christ so that we can disciple others. So in life, we have the stage of babyhood, we have the stage of childhood, and we have the stage of adulthood. And I want to just start today. Let me just touch on those three stages. And the whole essence is for you and I to locate ourselves where we are or where we have spent time so that we can know, create that growth path for ourselves and then grow. I said last week, and I'm still going to say, spiritual maturity has nothing to do with physical age. There are some people who are old, but who are babies spiritually. And we look at the trait so that you can know. But where we all start from, just like in the physical life, is the babyhood. What does the Bible say about the babyhood so that we can grow? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It said, As newborn babes, it said, desire. Last week we talked about that we are new creation in Christ Jesus. So when we become new creation, to ensure growth, to start on our growth path, we must desire the sincere. The word sincere is synonymous with the word truth. We must desire to embrace the truth. Jesus, the truth is a person. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can truly experience God or come to God except through me. So, what helps us? The formula for our growth or the nutrients, the initial one, what are those? Lactogen, what do they use in training babies these days? Please help me. SM gold. Huh? SMA gold is the pure milk of the world. If you want to grow at any stage, whether you recognize you are a child at childhood or adulthood, you must not lose that wonder. Desire the pure milk of the world. The sincere milk of the world. In other words, if you want to grow spiritually, the word of God will challenge your mindset. The word of God will challenge your tradition. The word of God will challenge the way you think, the way you act, the way you perceive things around you. So, if the word of God is challenging, you must open yourself up to grow. Jesus was saying something, I think it's in Mark. He says, some of those Jews, they nullify the word of God with their traditions. So the question is, if you truly want to grow as a believer, when you are confronted with any issues of life, what do you hold on to? Is it your tradition? Is it your experiences? Or you throw those apart? When you see the truth of God's word, you embrace it to grow? It's a question. Growth is essential. I said something earlier on. When I'm confronted with challenges, the number one thing that comes to me personally is not who to call. He said, what are you saying, Lord? For children, when anything happens, threaten them anywhere. He said, let me call my daddy. Let me call my mommy. That's their level of growth. Because that's just where they are. But as you grow into the image of Christ, as you embrace the word opens you up. When my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. That's the beauty of the word of God. When I don't have physical father, physical mother, God becomes my father. And his word is my trainer. So the starting point, which we must not lose wonder of, is that ability to always desire. So, the word of God, meditation in it, acting on it, letting it be the first priority in our lives, that will set us on a stage of growth. The truth is that some people don't reckon with their Bible except on Sunday. You can't grow that way. Some people don't study the Bible outside daily guide. You can't grow that way. It's the truth. Daily guides are supposed to set you on the path of growth. But you must go it and say, inside that daily guide, you may see the word love. What does this word love mean? And it should lead you to further study. How many kinds of love do we have? You know, English language just say love. But there are about 3 or 4 kinds of love. And how does it operate? How will it help me? There is philia, there is eros. There's agape. And then you actually understand it. If you study philia, for example, you will find out that even in your study, that's where the people who started Philadelphia that we all go to today, actually they built that city on love, brotherhood love. So, it's when you know that you won't be tossed around. Even laying hands on people, you have to know. Not everybody can lay hands on me as I'm standing in front of you. You have to, it's growth that will help you. Growth will help you to discover anything that is not in the world, I trash. It doesn't matter from who is coming. Because in that same Bible, it says, Even if he's an angel who is bringing another message from the message of the gospel, he said, reject it. Let the person be accursed. Sometimes we put people above the word of God. So you hear it these days. Some people will say, Professor so and so said this, this one said this. What does the word of God say? That's the only way we cannot be tossed away. Otherwise, every wind of teaching in town, and you know, people have come up with the message of grace as if grace is just a new discovery message. Grace is in the Old Testament, in case you don't know. And no one found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The truth is that if somebody stays on that level as newborn babe, it's good. But you know, babies have some certain characteristics. And those characteristics is what evil people will prey on. You know, every baby, they are innocent. Abi? Babies are ignorant. They know little. They are irritable. Sometimes their actions are irritable. But they need guidance, isn't it? And because they need guidance, sometimes people have capitalized on babies and take advantage of them, isn't it? So even now, because babies are vulnerable, in a social circle, you hear people raping 4, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years old babies. That's what happened spiritually. When you don't grow beyond that level, people take advantage of you. So you have a situation where somebody can't travel unless the prophet says go. It's baby. Babies are curious. If any baby enters air and I'm sitting here, his attention comes. He wants to know what I'm looking at there. And so, if someone is not going beyond babyhood as a Christian, you will visit Babalawo. And you will quote the scripture. You know, sometimes people say, it's not in any Bible. It's not in our Bible. Heaven help those who help themselves. It's not in the Bible. So, you can't stay baby forever. Otherwise, one will fall. We become prey. Prey. I mean, when I hear what people go through in the name of receiving prophecy.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,